Hey, folks, I'm Mark Maron from the WTF podcast, and this episode is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. I love the change of seasons, but nobody loves pollen and all those other things floating in the air that make you sneeze during this nice weather. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved. So fight back against watery eyes and runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Welcome back to the Rugby League Guru Podcast. We're going to dive into our round 14 review of all of our Supercoach teams, obviously our draft and our classic side. We're going to kick off with our draft side. We had a good win this week. Coming up against the fellow that's coming last in my competition. He's had a tough year. He's had a lot of injuries and whatnot. A lot of things have gone wrong for him. His first draft pick as well, Kalyn Ponga. So obviously he was named yesterday to come back in round 15. So I've actually played this guy twice this year. So I'm actually not going to play Kalyn Ponga this year, which is fantastic. That's assuming that the guy versus Mick, he doesn't make an unbelievable run back into the finals, but he's pretty far behind the pack at the moment. It'd be impressive if he featured in the finals this year. So I've dodged the bullet there, having come up against Kalyn Ponga. Also in this side, he still had Josh Mansour, he still had Branko Lee, two guys that are already injured as well, and he had a couple of guys that scored quite poorly for him. He had Chanel Harris-DeVita, he got injured as well, so a bit of a tough knock for him. But I did go into this game with only 12 players. I've obviously got a number of injuries myself. Takiaho, he was ruled out, that one hurt. Radley suspended, Isako's been dropped, Staggs is still suspended, and Reece Walsh was suspended as well. So I only had 12 guys once Takiaho went down. So I sort of thought, you know what, it's going to be close. I reckon I will win with 12. I was reasonably confident that I would get the job done. I had my VC on Cody Walker, who did very well, about 76 points there or so. So Cody Walker did very well for me. I took that VC as I was going to need an AE anyway. I was going to be short anyway, so I might as well take that. He put the VC on Jesse Ramien, who against the Penrith Panthers got a 49, a solid score, not fantastic. And then for Mick, unfortunately, his captain options, they were pretty bleak. So he ended up taking Braden Burns. So we had Cody Walker and Burns as our VC and our skipper for this game. So, of course, them both playing on that left edge. Burns, he came up with 60 points, had an assist in one of AJ's tries, but Cody Walker, he put another two on for Alex Johnson. So I managed to get the points there, which was sensational. Outside of that, a really, really close game. Came down to the last game. Just summing up my weekend, I had Tom Gilbert, who put up 45. Just needed a front row 40. Played huge minutes. I was a bit surprised he only got 45 points. Tommy did in a disappointing 17. Sivatalakai only got 34, but the big thing to come out of this game is that Wade Graham's injured. So my boy in the centre wings, he's going to potentially play 80 minutes in the back row. We said to you a few weeks ago that during the bye round, he played 80 minutes on the edge for Newtown. So this doesn't overly surprise me. Obviously, it's taken an injury, but in the modern game and with the way that Wade Graham plays, I mean, it's not a huge shock there. So Sifa, only 34, but a big win heading into the future. Remus Smith, he got me 49 points. He almost set up another try as well, an unbelievable tackle by Roger Tuivasa-Sheck to deny George Jennings there. This is why we talk about Roger Tuivasa-Sheck. We spoke about the start of our season. He's our best defensive fullback in our game, and he does these try savers every week or two. He's unreal, Roger. Nathan Brown, he had a massive game for me with 77. Wonga Blake, another solid performance, 60. Luciano Leilua, during he laid on a try to only get 46. I'm not sure how many points he got from that try that Jacob Little scored. It probably would have gone mostly to Brooksy, but 46, very disappointing. Now, it got to Sunday afternoon, And the game was very, very close. I was down by about 170. I had four players to come. I had Avarillo, Watene Selezniak, Andrew McCulloch, and I had Jackson Ford. So I was reasonably confident I could get to 170. It sort of came down to Avarillo, what he was going to do. I knew I was going to get minimum 40 or 50 out of all my other guys. Then Dallin Watene Selezniak was ruled out, and I sort of thought, shit. 170 from four players, doable, well and truly doable. 170 from three players can be very tough, especially when one of them is your halfback for the Canterbury Bulldogs, Jake Avarillo. In that game, he didn't have anyone. As I said, he had Jacob Little, who scored a good try. He had Chanel Harris-Tavita, who got injured. He had Tom Starling, who was on the bench at Canberra, didn't get many minutes there either. So it left me with a slither of hope to get it done in this game. And, you know, as the narrative went, Andrew McCulloch, he scored 56. He made about 60 tackles, so probably unlucky to only score 56. Jackson Ford, a 47. But Jake Avarillo, he was the star of the day. He got held up in the first 5 or 6 minutes, which I was devastated by. I thought, fuck, I'm going to need attacking sets out of this guy to get the job done. He got held up. He then had a kick that almost led to another try. That guy got held up. And then in the second half, he scored 2 tries for the Canterbury Bulldogs. So Jake Avarillo with 101. So with 11 players at the end of the day against his 13, I ended up winning by about 35 points. So once again, the blessed season continues. I have been very lucky in a lot of my results, but you got to take them as they come. I've been unlucky in the past. I've been lucky in the past. This is just how Supercoach goes. So still hanging in the contest here. This is a big win for me because I was missing a heap of players and I was up against a guy that, with all due respect to Mick, a lot of other guys have picked up points against. I think he's only won 2 games this year. And before he gets Caelan Ponga back, for me to get that win against him was massive. Even though he was last place, big win for me, sort of kept me in a good spot as well because the two guys below me, they both won. So if I would have lost this game, would have dropped me down to about 10th place. Instead, I'm sitting at 7th with a decent little run coming up over the next few weeks. So exciting in draft. Not many waiver moves that I'll be making this week, I don't think. There's not much movement I can really get out of this week, realistically. Tom Gilbert, he's probably a guy that I'll drop. I'll probably just take an AE there. I've now got Reece Walsh returning, which is sensational. So Reece Walsh and Cody Walker over the next few weeks, they've got a really good draw. So I'll probably carry an AE front rower there to be able to VC with, because those two, I would like to think that at least one of them will go 90 plus each week between Reece Walsh and Cody Walker. They're just those sorts of footballers. So looking pretty good out for me at the moment. Just got to get through. Got a hard matchup this week, then got a reasonably easy one the week after. And then we've got the bye round where I'm coming up against a guy who's sitting on the fringe of the top eight along with myself. We've got about 8 players each, so that'll be very interesting. But I have got Cody Walker that round, and hopefully I've got Reece Walsh if he doesn't get picked for Origin. So all looking good at the moment, all looking very good for draft-wise. Let's move to Classic. Good week for me this week, 1,154, which was top 7%, it says there, about pretty average. I mean, if you went between 1,100 to 1,200, I think you did pretty well there by the numbers that I saw. Only went up 89 spots here, so currently ranked 1,271. Had a little opportunity yesterday. I was one of the first ones on after lockout and noticed that you're able to make 5 trades, so tried to do a little shifty there, tried to get away with it, but Supercoach worked out what was up, and obviously you'll get 5 trades next week. They readjust to that, so we've only got 2 this week. So I'm sitting in the top 1%, 1,271, my rank. I've got 13 trades left, which is becoming a bit of a worry. Had 10 out of 10 league wins last week, so a positive week for me, but my trades, they are getting lower and lower each week. I've got to make a decision what I'm going to do this week. One guy I am looking at is Reece Walsh. I think he's got a really good draw heading into round 17, but if he is picked to play in Origin, that's going to really deflate that one. So I'm not sure if I've got the balls to be able to do that. This week, I went with Connor Watson. I played him. I don't really have another option at hooker, just holding on to him, hoping for attacking stats each week. He knocked up 34. Luke Thompson put out a 59 for me. Alex Twala, 54. I had Ryan James in my starting side, and I skipped him because I wanted to take my AE, my vice-captain, Alex Johnson, a guy that I brought in this week. He knocked up 124, so I was very happy with that decision. Probably ended up about even. If not, if I didn't take that, I would have probably taken Clint Gutherson's 95. I would have ended up at about the same mark anyway, so it didn't make a huge difference, but I think points in the hand are always better than trying to chase points elsewhere. Cody Walker was the other guy that I brought in. He got 76, so pretty happy with that. I'm not really expecting him to go with a massive ceiling. Leilua was my disappointment, 46, as was Ryan Madison. Those two guys let me down. Angus Crichton was sensational for 87. I think we tipped him as an anytime try scorer last week. Was very lucky to score, though, just quietly with a bit of carry on there. Josh Curran, a 49 on my bench. Matty Burton, 108. We mentioned AJ, 124. Our other backs, we had Nico Hines, 87. We had Remus Smith with a 49. Jack Bird with a 56. And then, of course, we had Dane Laurie as well. He got a 21. So, Dane Laurie, I think he's the guy that's probably going to make way this week. Our fullback, Gutho, got 95. And then I've got to make a decision on Tedesco, what I'm going to do with him. We'll see him this week. But then after that, and even this week, it's a pretty tough matchup against the Penrith Panthers. So, might have to make some changes there. But we're almost into the top 1,000 again. We're about 200 places out of it, but our trades are going quickly. So going to have to get on with the Whisperer this week and work out what I'm doing. I've still got about 800K remaining in my salary cap. So plenty of moves that I can make, just about making the right ones over the next few weeks.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.